Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we are studying 1 Corinthians, and we're in chapter 15, where Paul is talking about Christ's resurrection. And Paul finishes out 1 Corinthians 15 with one of the strangest verses he's ever penned. It says this: if there's no resurrection from the dead, why are people being baptized for the dead? What we need to understand is that I don't think Paul is condoning an action, neither is he condemning it. He's simply making an observation that there is a general belief in the physical resurrection of people after death, and that belief is displayed by people being baptized for the dead. It would be like me saying, if there wasn't a general belief in the physical resurrection of the dead, why do we bury people in sealed up boxes and face them towards the east so that they will rise and be facing Christ whenever he returns? After Paul mentions this, Paul moves to his own life. His life, because of his belief in Christ's resurrection and his own physical resurrection, leads him to a radical, death-defying life. Paul talks about being in danger every hour, in danger of death. Paul is willing to face the beast in Ephesus. But why and how? Because he knew that this life is not the only life. And this life was meant to get other people ready for the next life by telling others about Christ's life. And if that cost Paul this life to do that, then he was willing. So Paul looks the Corinthians in the eyes and he says, "Wake up. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Now get after it. Live like Christ is risen, like Christ lives in you, because he does." Today when you pray, please pray for Charles Costa and his family, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Chaga Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.